Deschutes County commissioners have asked District Attorney Patrick Flaherty for a meeting in order to discuss rehiring investigator Sharon Sweet, who was laid off last fall. Commissioner Alan Unger says Sweet's evaluations were glowing and the reasons for her position being eliminated were weak.
What the county commissioners basically told the DA was that according to state labor law, the reasons he gave for dismissing her and with her record didn't sync up, that they weren't good enough, that he had to continue her employment in his office. The reasons were inadequate.
Unger says Flaherty indicated he would like a meeting with the commissioners, but at this time, no date has been set. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden backs Deschutes County in their dispute with FEMA over the application of a fire prevention grant. Walden says the county should be praised and not punished for finding ways to stretch the federal dollars by clearing more acres of trees and brush. FEMA says the county overstepped its bounds by clearing beyond approved areas and demanded that the county return $328,000. County officials say they believe they were allowed to use the funds anywhere within the county's wildfire plans, which were part of the grant application. Walden says FEMA's approach is, quote, the kind of bureaucratic thinking that makes taxpayers lose their faith in government agencies. State Senator Chris Telfer has several talks and town halls scheduled this week. She wants to hear from constituents before she returns to Salem.
Monday night, Chris Telfer held a town hall in Redmond with fellow Representatives Wisnett and Huffman. Telfer says the event was well attended and many questions dealt with the budget.
And both Representative Wisnett and Representative Huffman sit on Ways and Means, and I think they're seeing that there's some monies that are left over, so to speak. It would be nice if we had a state audit that would show us that. They're late in getting us the state audit. I've got pieces that show me that there's close to $700 million of unrestricted net assets.
Telfer says they don't know how much is in cash and how much they can potentially use, but they plan to look into it. On Wednesday, Telfer is scheduled to talk to the Kiwanis in Redmond at noon and at Ben Parks and Rec from 5 to 7 p.m. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Big changes will soon hit Oregon's education system, and a state board hopes to hear from local educators and community members. The Oregon Education Investment Board will hold 7 meetings across the state, and one is set for Bend later this month. Sarah Carlin Ames in the governor's office says the board wants to update people on changes in state law and also get some feedback.
We would like to hear about what is working well within the public education system there, what is not working as well, and how the Oregon Education Investment Board can move forward and help improve the public education system.
The meeting is Monday, January 23rd at 6:30 at Central Oregon Community College. There will be a brief presentation on the investment board's proposals, and then most of the time is reserved for public input. Jay Matheson will leave his post as principal at Lapine High School and become executive director of the Human Resources Department for Bend Lapine Schools. Matheson, a former Oregon High School Principal of the Year, replaces Jim Widstein, who is retiring after 12 years with the district. An article in the Bulletin says it's the second school principal opening in Lapine. Rosalind Elementary Principal Pat Yeager has retired and will leave at the end of the year. Changes are coming to the Powerball lottery game. Chuck Bauman with the Oregon Lottery says ticket prices go from $1 to $2 per game, but the jackpots are also bigger, growing from $20 to $40 million minimum.
Then the prize for matching 5 white ball numbers, the match 5 prize, goes to $1 million, and it was $200,000.
Bauman says these changes are an attempt to drive jackpots up to entice more players. The changes start this weekend. The game, by the way, is played in 44 states. And there are some new rules coming to Oregon's beaches. The State Parks Department wants to require beachcombers to turn in anything they find that's worth more than $100.
If you find something and you think it's got a value of $100 or more, those are the sorts of things that somebody has probably lost and they're missing it and they want it back. You come to us and we help you get it back to its rightful home.
Chris Hovel at the Parks Department says beachcombers can keep anything they find that's worth under $100. The new rule is part of a long list of proposed changes. Public hearings will be held later this month. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.